Earlier this summer, Cindy Gunter was nervously pacing back and forth when she arrived at the airport to meet the boy from Afghanistan that her family would soon take into their home.
I had asked the Lord about this, and you know, it's like, is this something, Lord, that we could do as a family? And then I would wait in quiet time for an answer. And Sandy, her name was in my mind. It came back, Sandy, Sandy.
Sandy Tabor Gray is the coordinator for the Lake Norman branch of Solace for the Children. It's a group that identifies sick children in Afghanistan, many based on recommendations from American soldiers stationed there.
I'm so excited. Our whole family is. And we've made their poster. We don't know what to expect, but we're all going to surprise each other, I guess, right?
It was her first time hosting a child from a different country, and turns out there were a lot of surprises.
All he has to do after seeing the Pink Panthers go, da-da, 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 da-da. And then we chuckle because we shared that together. We shared the movie, and he always says, hamburger.
I like hamburger.
That's 12-year-old Menhaj Shadab. He learned the Pink Panther theme song in his hometown of Kabul. Menhaj left Kabul this summer in hopes of getting a diagnosis for his weakening body. He only weighs 40 pounds, less than half of the weight of Cindy's son Gavin, who is also 12. Because of this, he has a lot of difficulty putting on his clothes or walking up the stairs, and he even tumbled halfway down the stairs once.
Ready?
No.
Oh, you want to go swimming? Oh, yes, you do.
Let's go.
Put those stinky feet down. 1, 2, 3. Up. Okay. Come on, now you're showing out. You're showing out.
Yeah!
Wait, woo!
The family has enjoyed getting to know Menhaj and seeing the silly kid that emerged once he became comfortable. He's learned how to ride a bike with training wheels, play video games, go on the swings, and he loves going to the pool. But it hasn't always been easy. For Cindy's son, Gavin, it's been especially eye-opening. He helps Menhaj with a lot of basic things, like holding the door or squeezing the toothpaste onto his toothbrush.
It's just kind of hard to figure out that someone else is living with you that needs special needs and all that. So it's a little different, difficult sometimes, but I'm used to it now.
At times, Cynthia says, it was challenging for Gavin because daily life did change a lot. The family made a lot of accommodations. Menhaj wanted to sleep on the ground floor, so they moved his mattress down a flight of stairs for him to sleep in the family room. He was afraid of the dog, so he had to go outside. And figuring out what Menhaj likes to eat took a lot of trial and error. Pizza, though, was an instant hit. Many days were filled with appointments to physical therapists, dentists, and chiropractors to find out what was wrong with him and provide basic care he doesn't have access to in Kabul. And there were lots of fun activities, like going to Lake Norman.
I think I knew there would be a lot of medical appointments and dental work, and I was prepared for that. But the actual, like, putting on his socks and I mean, like, it's like a 3-year-old. You have a constant sense of urgency that there's something to be attended to.
Last week, the family learned exactly why he needs all that help. He was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy. It's a genetic disease that causes muscles to weaken, and there's no cure.
I think I'll always be concerned, and just that uncertainty of how is he going to adjust, you know? What's his body going to look like 5 years from now? Or, you know, is he going to grow like a normal man?
She doesn't know if he knows what this diagnosis means, or even how much he's been told.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
The language barrier did pose a challenge sometimes, but there are some things, like a smile, that are universal. And that's something they both shared a lot of this summer.
Okay.
For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shama in Charlotte.